It's time for another trip into the world of Latin alternative music with our guides Felix Contreras and Jasmine Garst. They are the hosts of NPR's online music show, Alt Latino. Felix and Jasmine, welcome to the program.
Hola.
Good morning.
Nice to see you both. So normally you bring us new tracks from all over Latin America. This time, I understand we're going to get a little bit of a musical history lesson, something you call musical DNA.
We do this on the show occasionally. As a musician, I'm always drawn to how the music breaks down, how it's constructed. So that's what we do. We go through the building blocks and try to explain what we're hearing.
You know, something that is interesting that's happening all across Latin America is that Latin alternative has come to signify so much more than Latin rock, which was initially what it was associated with. Right now, Latin alternative has come to signify a fusion between folk and electronica and rap and hip-hop and reggaeton, just really a cultural stew of everything.
Okay, so what about what we're hearing right now? What is this and how does this fall into this whole DNA analysis?
This is a track called Malambo, and it's by a group from Argentina called Tremor. When you hear that little beat, that's something that you recognize, maybe from the guys playing the panpipes on the corner with the Bolivian instrument. It's all Andean. It all comes from Jasmine's part of the world. What they're doing is there's a part of the song where they deconstruct the song. And to me, it's like breaking down a really wonderful sentence and taking out all the verbs and just leaving the adjectives.
That's funky, Felix.
You know, and now listen to the original. Listen to, this is a track from a folkloric group from Argentina. The dance is from like the 17th century. It's traditionally danced by men, the gauchos from the pampas, you know, with the boots and the hats and all that.
But it's very African-inspired, the dance. And it, in fact, looks a lot like what is done a lot in the African-American community, which is step dance.
Uh-huh.
You know, that step with the stomping,
yeah.
Like using your own body as a percussion. And that's kind of what you're hearing there.
That's amazing. Never would I marry those two songs together, but you can hear the connections.
It's just fascinating. I love these guys.
Jasmine, what other artists are good illustrations of this kind of DNA?
Well, first off, I want to start you off with a pop hit by Britney Spears. This is an older song of hers called Toxic.
Okay, so that was a huge hit for her, but I'm very curious to see where you're going to go with this. Britney Spears' Toxic song, how does that connect to Latin music?
So La Cosa Mostra is an Argentine band. They do a lot of experimentation with more classic sounds. They do a lot of reinterpretations of Italian 1950s and 60s songs, klezmer, they do swing. And they did a reinterpretation of this song in klezmer swing version.
Let's take a listen.
With a taste of your lips, I'm on the right. Your toxic comes slipping under. With a taste of the poison paradise, I'm addicted to you. Don't you know that you're toxic?
Oh,
what you slow, what you do. Don't you know that you're toxic?
Oh,
what you slow, what you do.
That's a party.
I just think this is a wonderful reinterpretation. You have klezmer, you know, the traditional music of the Ashkenazi Jewish people of Eastern Europe.
Uh-huh.
You don't necessarily associate that with Latin America, but klezmer really influenced tango. Kind of jolty.
It's very
beats.
Yeah, very staccato.
Like think of a famous tango song that dun 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 dun
da 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 da,
and it's jolty and it's that staccato, and it's very influenced. I mean, it's influenced by African music, it's influenced by Italian folk music, but definitely also by it has its klezmer influence, which a lot of people are not aware of. So I love that this band took klezmer and swing and remade a Britney Spears hit. Who would have thought?
Felix Contreras and Jasmine Garz, they are the explorers looking into the musical DNA of what we've been hearing. They host NPR's online music show, Alt Latino. You can find the program at npr.org/altlatino. Thanks, you two.
Thank you.
Always so much fun to be here.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.